What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are back with another episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. The season is winding down and we got a lot to unpack. We got some big news from one of the wives. And the question of the night is, what exactly is a hoo-ha? Tune in now.
3, 2, 1,
let's go.
Level up. Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
You know
level
we have to do it.
Level up, level up, level up. All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy.
Don't level all the way down.
Level up, level up, level up.
Welcome back, guys. We are back with another episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac, and you guys are listening to Sierra right now with Level Up. We had to do it. We had to intro this episode this way. I'm one of your hosts, Richie Scott. Who else we got on the panel with us tonight?
What's up, everybody? It's Felicia Michelle here.
What up, y'all? It's your Blind Bombshell, J. Lamar.
Come on, Blind Bombshell.
And what's up, y'all? It's still my birthday. You got Imani J in the building.
Wow. We all the way in Leo season, but we still celebrating Cancer season. How about that? The party just does not stop. And you know, because it doesn't, let's keep it going just a little bit longer. Can we get that music turned up just a little bit more? One more time. Come on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy.
I'm about to climb on this dance.
Let me tell you, okay. And that timing was impeccable, as with most things that we do. Tonight, y'all, we got a lot to unpack. We got a whole lot to. We're going to talk about wine games. We're going to talk about the timing of Candace, because her timing is always a little off. But we love you, Candace. We do. We do. We're going to talk a little bit more about Kendall Gate round 2000. We are. We have some big news from one of the wives. We'll talk about that right at the end. So you guys got to stay tuned. I don't even know if they know yet. So, that's major. And then we got to discuss the MVP of the night. So if y'all already out there who are listening and who are watching, if you digested the episode, we need to know. Go ahead, start writing it in the chat. We want to know who your MVP of the night is. So we're going to discuss that a little bit later. But first, what are your thoughts on this episode?
Mess.
Ooh.
It was messy.
That's every episode.
I know, but I was disappointed in Ashley this episode. I was disappointed in her level of mess. Kicking somebody where they down, that ain't cute. So, yeah, I was disappointed in Ashley.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It was just a big mess and a ripple effect of messes. Like, especially towards the end when Karen's like, you know, no drama, blase, blase. And then just a ripple effect of drama. And then back to being cool again. So it was just like, y'all be up and down, up and down.
Wishy-washy. That's a Gemini situation.
It is.
It was a little confusing. I didn't like the words that were said. I don't mind conflict. I just don't like the way.
By who?
Candace. I didn't like her way of getting back or her method of expressing herself. I'm trying to say it nicely because I don't want to step on her feelings because they're real sensitive, like eggshells. So
I wonder if she's a Cancer because y'all Cancers are very sensitive.
We are sensitive, but not on that level. I think her level of sensitivity is
yeah.
I mean,
I didn't want us all to jump up, so I was like, get him a money.
I ain't that sensitive. I got a little thug in me.
I'm very sensitive. I'm very, very sensitive. Yeah, I ain't gonna even lie about that.
Wow. Okay, yes, I'm sensitive. You want me to say AJ Lamar?
All y'all are.
You know, but I'm real, like, I'm a real life crab. You know, harder, out chill. And
yeah.
Very soft in the inside. Exactly. But I'm not gonna be crying on the phone every 5 minutes. Thank God, me. I don't have time for that.
Nah.
Leave her alone.
Some people call it rage and regret.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Rage and regret, where, you know, you kind of lash out, and then later on, you're very, like, we be kind of crying about it or whatever. And I like Candace. Let it be known. I like Candace.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's been very good to us. She's appeared on the show. So, but we'll discuss all that later. First, let's start off with wine games. Okay? Mm. Wine games. So, the ladies... I'm still trying to digest this.
You stressed?
I am. This conversation with Giselle and Monique. Before we get to the winery, I want to go back.
Okay.
Did y'all like how this was resolved? Or do you feel like it was resolved?
The pancakes look a little stiff.
They're pancakes.
They look a little stiff.
The food wasn't appetizing.
Like, it didn't look appetizing at all.
Maybe it's like a French pancake. That's a crepe.
There were crepes.
Yeah.
Well, crepes are good. Add a little Nutella. Mm.
Crepes are
Giselle said pancakes.
Yeah, she did say pancakes.
Maybe she had pancakes on her plate.
I like the resolve of it. Like, it was finally kind of over, and they both were like, okay, well, we don't have to be friends. We're not going to be friends. We've seen this conversation a million times.
A million times.
We don't have to be friends. But we can be cool with each other. And that's what they got to. They were able to laugh. They ate. They had pancakes together, and they went on their way. And they didn't argue at all for the rest of the episode. So I feel like that worked for a little bit.
Whether you like or dislike either one of them, I feel like what I do like about both of them is their ability to kind of talk, move past it, and keep it moving. So, like, they can have the drama, but, like, a conversation usually seems to, on the surface, clear it up.
Yeah, for now.
It almost seems like, for now, a good scenic route or something just,
you know,
makes them calm.
One of the ladies is still holding a little grudge. Can you guys guess which one it might be?
Patty Giselle. Duh.
You know what?
I was gonna say Sha Sha.
I was thinking that too.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that in a little bit. Okay, y'all save Sha Sha for later. Y'all better save this later because I mean the news. Y'all stay tuned.
So that's a hint right there.
Got a lot of news today.
Wow.
Well, I think the conversation though on the patio was it was needed, but I feel like they've had it maybe three or four times already before. And so I think that the conversation that they were having got them through the trip. Mm-hmm. But I think once they get back to Potomac, I definitely feel like it's going to be something else that's going to come up.
I agree, because especially Giselle is saying, like, she's not too worried about Kendall because she's the baddest V in the game, all this other stuff.
Horse face Kendall is what she said.
Okay.
I'm slapping her.
She said that at that moment.
I feel like what she's saying is to her, I mean, for her own self. She's the baddest. Like, that's how she thinks about herself. She's not going to worry about this other person. I don't even know if the other ladies know that the ones that aren't her friends, I don't even know if they know that her and Sherman aren't together.
She didn't make an announcement to the group, but you're right. I think they just kind of assumed, and then maybe you never know, that could be a thing where she's like, I'm not talking about that, and that's just dead. Or maybe they thought it was going to develop differently with the whole Kendall situation. They thought maybe that storyline would play out differently and then didn't. You know, that could be a production thing, or you'd think that. I don't think that a secret like that stays a secret long in Potomac or with those ladies. Like, it's juicy. It's gossip. Right. I can't imagine they don't. You think they don't know?
Why aren't they talking about it, though? They're talking about Karen and her ring the whole episode, so why wouldn't like that be shade thrown towards Giselle?
I think that is the case. Giselle deflects. I think she has she deflects in the best way possible is by bringing up somebody else's drama and somebody else's mess,
which she does all the time
to deflect from her issues. Thank you.
That was my way of deflecting from that conversation because I felt like his. I felt like it was going nowhere.
I'm checking out.
I knew you were going to do it this episode.
I'm checking out.
You see how I just gave you an alley-oop to do it?
Flip on back. I'm here.
No, but you know what? That's a good question. I mean, I think as an objective viewer, it is a very good question as to why nobody's really made a real stink about where Sherman is. But I feel like a lot of that could be out of guilt because they knew what was going on.
I don't know why they feel guilty about it.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. I would just, if she being shady with me, we just gonna all be shady. If that's what we're here for, then that's what we're here for.
To me, it was not as harmful as what she did to Karen, the things that she did to Karen. Like, bringing Kendall around was not as harmful as her talking about Karen's tax issues, wearing the T-shirt, all that. Like, no, I think it was way more hurtful what she did opposed to what's been done to her. Yeah.
And then especially think of
Karen. Okay, let's set the stage. I just want to set the stage one real quick.
Set the stage.
You in a relationship that you think is going somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And you on a show, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you already know that the person you dating ain't really, like, always with the limelight, right? Mm-hmm. So what she does, because she's Sha-Sha right now, she says, you know what are we going to do, Richie? We're going to bring that ex up in here of the person you dating. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly your relationship begins to crumble. Mm-hmm. And you don't know why. Mm. You don't know why. Mm. You're clueless. Hurt. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Why? So you mean to tell me that this, you think that little T-shirt with the little stick-on letters is worse than the demise of a relationship? Because you can pay off your taxes. Because Karen said if you got to make millions to owe millions. So that means that somebody got some millions in the background to pay these taxes.
If you as fly as Giselle thinks that she is, these men should come a dime a dozen.
I asked you. I said, what about you? Are you upset about this?
I don't think I would be.
You not mad at her?
I would be upset.
You're not throwing this liquid at her?
I think I would be upset. I think I would be upset with you to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you turned around and did what she did to Karen with the T-shirt and the Uncle Ben thing and all that to Richie because he was having tax problems or whatever, I think I would look at that as, damn, that's really spiteful. But what you did to me, I'd be like, okay, that's spiteful, but I can bounce back from that. That's nothing.
Okay, there's a point in between both of y'all points that I think y'all are both missing. So this is the point that I'm thinking.
Well, put the puzzle piece in.
I'm about to lock in right now.
Lock us in.
So, no, but what you're saying is that the issue between Giselle and Karen, but really it's between Charisse and her side and her, you know, her Monique and
no, you didn't just throw Monique as a side.
Well, no, I mean, like, because that's how she was brought into the situation, because she's not like an OG. Like, they're OGs. Like, Charisse is an OG, Giselle's an OG. They've been an OG at Potomac just off bat,
which is
but
true.
The problem is what went on between Charisse and Giselle was petty on both ends, and I think that's not, like, the Karen situation is okay, that's just a character flaw of Giselle that you feel like she has, but with her and Charisse, they are the ones who got an argument. This is how it started between the both of them. Like,
but I feel like everybody used Kendall to get back at Giselle because everybody had a vengeance and a purpose to be mad at
Giselle. But you know,
Kendall was a willing participant.
But are y'all saying
everybody was willing? Everybody was willing.
If I'm gonna get back at my ex's new person on reality television, and I'm just gonna walk in the room and you shook it, this is by me walking into the room. Then I'm walking into the room, and you're gonna be shook it because look at me. And look at who you with
but
now.
But are y'all saying, so that really ended the relationship with Giselle and
Well, we're speculating.
Because,
this is,
I mean,
all
if that did end the relationship, then, I mean...
What was it?
I don't think that ended the relationship.
I think
Giselle was hard
number
to get
one,
along with. But
I think that... I don't... I think if he, because I feel like if they had been together that long, it was something else. I don't know what it was, but I'm just saying, like, something to me that's probably a deal breaker. You got my ex coming around. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna be talking, and now Monique,
my baby mama, that's his baby mama too, though.
Right, and Monique basically put his business out there about whatever in parking lot situation he was doing with the parking lot pimping. Bringing up a case, you know, where he, I guess, went to jail. Mm-hmm. So now, if your past is not necessarily known,
now it is,
and you a businessman or whatever you do, like, you got to be looking crazy now.
But wouldn't he have thought that prior to this?
You dated in like, a reality TV.
But what if,
star,
okay,
so.
Like, if you.
And one of the most vocal ones.
But he don't like. But he didn't like the limelight, right?
Yeah, he wasn't.
So when that People interview came out, and I think it was a picture of the two of them, you got to think to yourself, if I got a mugshot, oof, now is the time people are going to start looking for it.
Right.
Then if Monique says it, and once you say it on TV, it.
That's it.
People run and they go to look for it.
Yeah. So I felt like it was a lot of that, you know?
I don't think that he liked her that much, though.
I don't think so either. Cause that could have been...
Is that because you don't like her that much?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Not even a little bit.
It ain't nothing to do with me. But their interaction, their chemistry on camera was very, like, displaced. Like, I didn't... Like, she would be all up on him, and he'd just kind of be... Maybe because the cameras were there, and he doesn't want that limelight.
I thought he was kind of self-conscious about his size, actually. That's kind of how I looked at it.
He
looked quite uncomfortable. He didn't kind of know where to...
These lights is hot sometimes. Yeah. You know how it is?
Well, you're a reality star, so you know. Mm-hmm.
Look how they all look like.
He didn't want to refute it,
right?
But what I would say is that it is very difficult to do reality television, because even the things that you don't want to talk about, like, you find yourself being pulled into talking about, and so you end up revealing things about yourself that you would not normally have revealed, and reacting in ways that you wouldn't have normally reacted, mostly because it's a crew of people around you, and then they're asking you very deep questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just like, oh my God, like, I didn't sign up for all this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, I think that stress was what led to his.
I wonder what the conversation between Kendall and Giselle has been, because clearly they were cool.
Giselle says that they're not, and that she doesn't
Giselle
even have her
phone
number.
She was the girl at the party that was just like, hey.
Well, yeah. Like I'm saying, nice, but they had pictures together, so apparently they know each other. They run in the same circles.
Same circles.
Right.
So I wonder, like,
because
has...
Because of Sharice.
Well, I wonder, has conversation been had about the whole situation? Because what would make Kendall mad enough to appear on the show? Something had to happen.
I don't necessarily think anything happened, per se. I think if Sharice said, hey, girl, you want to come film?
Yeah.
But, you know, Kendall has not, like, she's came on the show, but I don't think that she's done anything that was, like, disrespectful.
She didn't spend no crazy tea. She didn't talk bad about her.
She, the only thing was during that walk with Monique and she obviously was uncomfortable with the situation with Giselle and Sherman and all of that stuff.
Because she could have earned her glass of wine that night. Like, she could have earned her place on the cast that night.
She could have, and she didn't.
I think what happened was the tea was spilled to Monique, and Monique did the, whether she did it consciously or subconsciously, she did the dirty work. But we're going to get to that.
We're going to
get to that in a second, because I feel like that's
can
important.
Can we hurry
up? Conversation. I know, but we got...
We can get
y'all
to
know
it.
We got a lot to cover tonight.
This right.
Every episode, I feel like, is almost like three episodes long sometimes because so much happens. All right, so I want to talk about this whole situation with... Like, can we talk about Candace, the timing of Candace?
Bad. It's always really bad. I kind of feel bad for her, though, because I know it's like she wants to express herself. It's like quicksand. The more she tries to tell you to people, you don't know me, and I want you to know me, it's the less grip on the group that she has. Like, people actually banged with you. They liked you when they first met you. Like, they said positive things about you, but then it's kind of like...
She needs a sidekick.
She is the sidekick.
That's what I'm saying.
But she needs one, because everyone's kind of like...
Everybody's kind of like...
A little bit.
Paired off. And the people like Karen, who's not paired off with anybody, can hold her own.
Yeah.
Ashley, who's not really paired off, but she's like just sprinkled in everybody's little group, she can hold her own. Candace can't hold her own.
Karen was like, one when of she hers was in, and Candace's tonight. That was ridiculous.
Well,
no, but that's
let
a
me
really
tell
good
you,
point.
When was, Candace was, I mean, when Karen was yelling from over the balcony, I had
it's
to rewind
it. It's not a title.
You know, I don't know what it is that Candace is getting wrong. One is timing.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like she tries to get in, you know, when the OGs are like having dialogue about something serious. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just almost like, oh, not now.
She would be it's smart not working right is, now. If she like pulled Giselle to the side, like during the whole little party or whatever, when they laughed at her for speaking,
right.
She would have been smart by just pulling Giselle to the side and having like a private conversation, like, I'm going through something, like, how can you help me? Like, that would have been perfect camera time.
Or, I feel like you are not respecting me when I speak. Say it, I agree with you. Pull them to the side, because then you create your own little moment.
Own moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm checking these girls individually.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
That would be much better.
I totally agree. Because I don't understand. I'm like, if you have a problem, it's instead of just yell, because you're saying, oh, you're going against me, it's like more, what she called them, the flossy posse? Girl,
yeah.
I know, I loved Girls Trip too, but relax. Like, she called them the flossy posse. Like, these insults are not even good.
But they're,
like,
they're doing nothing but laughing at her.
And I honestly would have been laughing too, probably, like, because you're just going too hard and you're telling me you don't know me and I'm judging you. And that makes me think that actually you don't know me and you're judging me.
But
like,
didn't she come into the show as Ashley's friend?
She came to Ashley's friend. So why not, instead of making an appeal to an entire group of people to like you, work on individual relationships, building genuine connections.
But her and Ashley have been going like head to head since she got on the show.
That was a weird situation.
Let's go ahead and talk about it. Because...
Mm-hmm. <Who's that?
laughs> Did you guys feel... At that moment, and we're going to go backwards a little bit, but we're going to start with the end of that argument with Karen and Ashley. But since we're talking about Candace, mm-hmm. did you guys feel like it was, one, her place to interject, and two, do you feel like she was right?
I feel like she was right.
Yeah.
I feel
probably
like...
probably wasn't her place, though, because...
I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about it, because I think if she had a better rapport with Karen... then it would have been her place to interject, because as we all know, anytime something is said to Giselle, Robin interjects. Anytime something is said to Robin, Giselle interjects. So I don't feel like it would have been an issue if she had been closer to Karen. But at the same time, you're on a reality show, and if you see a moment, go for your moment.
It was kind of like... she just went to attack because you're attacking my friend, instead of like, the conversation was terrible. I would have never got into it because they were already like...
Repeat what you said.
It's like she went on attack mode, like, you're coming at my friend, so I'm going to come at you.
So don't the little sorority sisters, don't they do that?
But everybody knows to expect that from them. And Karen can hold her own. And Karen can hold her own. And the thing with Karen too is, I feel like maybe she was trying to like pay her back because she had stuck up for her so many times. It's like...
yeah,
maybe that's what it was, but what she was saying to Ashley was just, it wasn't facts. That whole thing,
yeah.
It just was like...
I mean, it was like a Giselle response. You know, Giselle tries to give those two-line hitter quitters. It just
it
wasn't
just
working.
It just was a hit or miss.
Yeah, a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Am I lying?
I just didn't like it because I think she's a better person than what she is showing people. So I understand her point in that, because when she gets mad at people, like we saw earlier, I think maybe it might be episode 8 or 9. I don't remember when she had went off on them the very first time and called them a bunch of old bees and
I
stuff like
that.
I
thought that was great.
I just feel like there's a certain... I think it's a lot classier to respond back, like, with it together instead of losing it.
Did you have to flip your hair like that?
Crying. It was my way. Instead of losing it. Well, shoot, let me get a glass. Josh, I don't got hers. Give me one.
Girl, you got the AfterBuzz glass. A little cut.
Oh!
That's what we're gonna do that at the end.
That'd be cute.
Oh, expect a photo after we finish,
yes.
Y'all.
Right.
Yes.
Love, no, keep one more.
Yeah. Yes. I love us. But I understand, like, I can't us. Even go on.
This is us.
I do. I genuinely do love us. I love this panel. But no, I just think it just wasn't cool. Like, you're just better. You're better than that. And all you do is give people ammunition to talk about you when you don't rise above in a certain type of way. And I thought she would hold together. She's a pageant girl. Mm.
Yeah.
But I felt like she's held it together too much. In my
maybe
opinion,
that's why she's
yeah,
because
I think the first pressing, like when she pressed them the first time and addressed them all in the, what was it, the little party bus or the van?
Actually,
I thought that was perfect.
I love that.
That was
whole,
like, let
that
you know.
The whole situation was amazing.
But right. You got to keep that momentum going. And I think that she failed to keep that chicken spirit.
Well, I don't feel like
going.
You gotta keep checking people every episode.
The checking spirit.
The checking spirit.
Like, you can't just give me like one episode, I'm checking people. And the next episode, I'm crying.
She caught a hold of it and she let it.
Well,
loose.
No, the next episode, you're crying. Yeah, that just doesn't work. If you're gonna be hard, be hard.
I
don't gotta press
you
everyone all the time.
But some like people this cast, cry when they're angry. Like when they get really, really
candy.
Mad, they cry.
She might be a candy.
No, she, Candy does. Don't talk about Candy.
I love Candy.
But I feel like with Candace, like she, her true anger comes out when she like talks to her mom or her husband or her fiance. Mm-hmm. Like when she's on the phone with Chris and she's like, you know, and I'm just like, girl, you didn't even have that much to say.
Why you sound like Jocelyn Hernandez?
Wait, I got.
I love her.
Speaking of Jocelyn, because she does have a new...
Listen.
Like, y'all know Jocelyn's got a new reality show coming out on WeTV coming up soon, and we are known for our after shows for reality television. So you guys have to make sure to subscribe to all of our channels, watch all of our after shows, because we cover literally everything across the board. And while you guys are watching us tonight or today, whenever you're watching us right now, you can also listen to us on iTunes just in case, you know, your boss is at work and, you know, you can't be watching us on YouTube, but you want to listen in your ear anyway. Subscribe on iTunes as well, because we're there as well, too. So I just want to let y'all know so you don't get fired.
Oh, and give us 5 stars.
Okay, yes. Rate us, comment. We love that. And all of us are on different after shows, so you got to check out all of our after shows and stick around to the end and you'll find out which ones.
Yes.
All right, so we talked a little bit about Candace and Ashley. Let's talk about Karen and Ashley, because they've been at war since season one. They have. We have the flashbacks to prove it.
I know, but do you think it's because, like, I mean, Ashley has been saying it, but when she first came into the group, Karen was trying to give her this whole rundown on how you're supposed to be in Potomac and all of this stuff. So now she's like, girl...
Listen, it was... You
can do what you want, Richie. It's your day.
Why was that pour so loud?
I was like... But it sounded real explosive.
It did, like commercial. That was a good... These some good microphones.
Only the best here at the best.
See, I love y'all too. That side, this side. Every side.
They first class today.
I know,
first class.
Go ahead, girl.
What was I saying? Yeah, I just think like Ashley is just picking on her now because she's like, girl, you ain't even it.
Picking on who, Karen?
On Karen.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Definitely feel like.
I feel like she called her a broke down Tina Knowles. No, she did.
That was the best part.
I'm waiting to see Karen like crack. Like, I'm waiting to see her just like go.
Break down and cry?
Because.
Or like go ballistic.
Go ballistic. Like, she's not. That Potomac title that she got, the Grand Dame, that's very much so her in her latter part of life. Before that, I believe that she was like that hood chick.
Then Karen got a story.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When she wore the Saucony, what was it? Skechers, Saucony's, whatever she wore.
She had the Saucony's on.
I thought. Skechers.
That was in our fashion review about 2 episodes back.
It was. I thought that was going to be the day she was going to pop off. Because, I mean, you got the Kobe
I've been waiting
shoes
for it.
On.
And I feel like...
I mean, this isn't love and hip-hop, but...
But I feel like Ashley would be her easiest target.
I can, because she can direct most anger to Ashley because she's too daggone young to be talking about stuff she doesn't know about. That woman has been married as long as you've been alive.
Can I tell you?
Period. That's true.
And you can't touch something like that. 20, 15, 20 plus years, somebody, you have no clue, baby.
She could have knocked Ashley down with so many things.
You could go head to head with Karen because you give it to her every week in the slightest way.
What? No, I'm saying.
Why you keep coming for her?
How did I? That was not a read. I was coming to Ashley.
Oh.
But you brought Karen Age.
I said she's been married as long as you've been alive. Is that a fact? That's not a fact. She's been married 25 plus years. Ashley's like 27, right?
But how are they so different?
Because y'all mad at facts. You can't be mad at facts, baby.
Why are they so different in terms of like their marriage situation? I mean, I get that she's been married as long as our age and all that stuff, but Ashley is married to an older man. Karen's married to an older man. And I feel like they're just throwing all this, like, marriage shade.
Ashley, so. But Ashley is working on her marriage, and it was at a point where it could have went the opposite way, and Karen Huger has 20-plus years of marriage under her belt. And
but where is the ring?
But here's the fact. I think that maybe Karen sees herself in Ashley at that age, and Ashley sees herself at Karen, looking at Karen like, this could be me. At like a certain age. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, I don't want this for myself. I'm serious. Like, she's thinking, like, maybe I don't want this for myself. And I'm so angered by seeing Karen going through this shit. I don't want this for myself.
Because she does seem angry when she's coming at Karen, though.
Because, like, Karen married that older guy. Because I think Karen's in her 50s and her husband's, like, 75.
71.
Here's the thing.
75.
Wow. 71.
Ashley brought that out last week. And she stated it again this week.
What'd she say?
Two things. One, Ashley is of a millennial generation where
she's younger than us on this panel.
Yeah. Where sharing is the thing. Like, so kind of being open and transparent. She's like 27.
Like 25? I think, yeah, like 25, 27.
Okay, 25. Well, I think she's 27. She ain't older. She ain't younger than all of us on the panel.
Because I think I'm the youngest over here, y'all. So
anyway, were you saying? Don't make me be the grand dame of this panel. I'll do it.
Let the uncle be another panel talk.
This beard
see,
is
and that's why people say that y'all be coming for the side of the table. That's why they talking not comments about y'all.
Then when we gotta present them with the facts, and then they be upset. She said it. She said, I'm a millennial, and she's not. So she's of a generation where... Karen is of a generation where people don't really expose their faults.
True.
And Ashley is not. Ashley lives her life in front of the camera, like good, bad, or indifferent. And you gotta give that to her, and which makes her storyline always compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes Karen's a little cuckoo because it's always pieces missing to this puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like she's got that. And that's really what Ashley was saying tonight. I've been open and honest about my struggles. You haven't. And that's why I keep coming at you. Because you lying.
The level of...
I thought like you was talking to me, so I...
Not you!
I was
like, I'm
like...
It was getting real passionate.
But I'm saying, like, that's what she was saying, like, in the... I think that's why she's just, like, always, like, girl, please, come on now. Like, she is. Every time Karen says something, she's, like, under her breath, like, girl, don't nobody believe you.
Because she's tired of it. I mean, I can't blame her, because, I mean, some of the things that Karen says, I'm even like, come on. Like, really? You expect us to believe that?
Like that ring story?
Well, okay, so apparently, this is on the Breakfast Club. I'm so sorry, because I remembered your name, you wrote a comment, and I read every single comment of every single show that I'm on, because I make the time, because I care about what y'all think. But somebody said that she was on the Breakfast Club, and she said that... The reason she took the ring off because she didn't want to be robbed. She was afraid of being robbed. However, they addressed that this episode that she actually had it on. Then she took it off, and then so that situation is confusing. No,
no, not to me. When she said it, like, "Oh, I don't want to be robbed."
Uh-huh.
I think it made sense to me. She,
you're gonna be robbed with this camera crew right
in
here.
The south of France.
Yeah, they act like they're in the south of France.
But y'all don't know her story. Y'all know her story.
Look, they came and she had to put it in her hoo-ha.
What I want to know is that. What is a hoo-ha to you guys? Quick poll for everybody online and for y'all at the table. What is a hoo-ha? What did you think it was?
A hoo-ha for me is going to be a vajayjay.
A hoo-ha sound like a really good drink.
Yes, it does.
Like, it's a good cocktail. Hoo-ha. We got that hoo-ha.
You going to put a ring in your hoo-ha? Mm.
Oh my gosh. No, I thought she's talking about her vagina too. And then she was like, it was her breast. And I was like, I think that you lied on
that. That's why it was a lie.
That
was a lie.
Yet again.
Because a hoo ha is not up here. Because
she should say hoo ha's.
Okay, yes, hoo-ha. Plural. Okay.
If she would say hoo ha's, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And tatas is easier to say than hoo ha's.
Yeah.
So. Well, speaking of tatas, let's talk about Sha Sha.
Y'all have the segue.
So we see this brief conversation, but I feel like it is a bigger story here. And we've been talking about it for the past couple of weeks. And I feel like it further develops every time we see the two of them on camera together. Monique and Charisse had a conversation about why Monique threw her under the bus. Charisse seemed to try to clarify that when she initially brought her to the thing or brought her around, it didn't work out, but then Monique took that and ran. And Monique is feeling like this was, no, you brought her, I finished the job, but then I stopped. Am I wrong?
No, that sounds about right. But yeah. Do you think that it's because Monique, when they had the last episode when they had the dinner and they came out, Ashley threw the mess out that Shasha was talking mess about Monique. So right after that, Monique was like, Sharice brought Kendall. So do you think that was probably the reason that she's like, well, you talking behind my back, so let's just...
I think so, because she was very ride or die for Sharice, you know?
And she was surprised.
And anytime her and Sharice are together, she always makes it known, like, you are my real friend in this group, you know? You are my sister in this group. So I think that for them two, like, to be going behind, like, going at it is kind of... To me, it's kind of weird. And, like, trying to put the blame on each other, like, own up to a sister. If that was my friend... And, you know, if Sharice set me up to get back at somebody else and I'm riding for my friend, I would just clearly say, okay, she did it and we did it.
I think I would be over it because who likes Giselle? I mean, they're not really feeling her that much besides Robin. So it would just be like, you know what? Oh, well, Kendall was here. Kendall was gone. Now,
it was pointless. It didn't develop in anything enough to deny it. Like, just say that you did it. Like, the battle between Giselle and Sharice was nasty, like, last year. It was really nasty. So, do I get why she would have wanted to do that to her? I could see that. I could get it. But y'all dropped it, and it's over. Like, just let it be. Like, there was
no point. I would have respected the situation more if somebody would have just said, we did it, and what you gonna do?
Like, what are we going to do? Are we going to fight? That's
how I felt. Like, oh, well.
We won and won.
But at the end of the day, though, which I got to realize is
that's not equal.
That's, you know, when you play the reality game, it's like you got to, people try to win fans. They're trying to win support, right? And so just like you would go to great lengths to try to get back at somebody, you're also going to go to great lengths to not look like you did it. That's the name of the game. Nobody wants to look like I was being vindictive, because they all want to look like... If you look like the victim, then you always come out on top. Everybody knows that.
No.
Except Jocelyn Hernandez.
Not in reality. I feel like not in reality television.
Unless you are trying to be a villain.
Okay. True.
If you're not trying to be that, then you're always going to be like, no, I didn't do this.
Yeah, because that's Monique's role. She's like, no. Exactly. I am peacemaker.
She even calls herself the peacemaker.
She calls her pastor over. She's
with this particular situation, it was no victim. It was villain versus villain. I didn't see Giselle as a victim.
Plays a victim. I feel like Giselle knows she can be a villain, but she's well liked. Just like Kenya.
Hold on.
Just like Kenya.
Well liked by?
By the entire people. Everybody watches Patan.
Yeah, everybody watches. Listen, come on now. Here's the thing. Let's talk about
that side over there.
You're talking about like we know the people. Like who?
The people. That's people. The people.
Hold on,
like,
and we're gonna get to exactly why I said that in just 1 second. What I would like to discuss right now, because we're not gonna get anywhere on this one, is MVP of the episode. Real quick, give it to us.
I'll say Karen, because she did not jump on Ashley in that van, and I feel like she should have. Mm-hmm. She kept it together as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So I would say Karen.
You know what? I really don't even have an MVP, because I feel like all of them was just messy and just like it got nowhere.
I'm gonna pick Monique, because I loved what she said during their argument when she was, when Kansas was like, suck a D, then when he goes, a brown one or a white one, I thought that was hilarious. So just because she made me laugh, and I enjoyed her this episode. Even though y'all say I don't like her, I do like her.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm going to give it to Kendall. I gave it to her a couple of weeks back because
she wasn't even there.
I know. She's made the most waves and she hasn't even been on screen.
They could pay her full time. They pay her for every time they use her.
Every time they mention her. I mean, seriously, she's been a big factor of this, and I would like to see her at the reunion. But speaking of all of that, let's get into our news and gossip real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so real quick first, we have a video of Monique talking about exactly what's up with her and Sharice when she was on Watch What Happens Live this past Sunday. If we could potentially get that video media pulled up real quick, because she was very telling about what it is that she thought about the reunion. And it's a video. But here, what we see on the screen actually was Ashley last week. She was talking about the reunion, and she basically mentioned that the reunion is fun, loud, and messy.
That sounds like the way the season went, really.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's no surprise there. But back to your... Now, can we get a... we have a picture of the reunion seating chart. I want to look at that real quick. If we can pull that up. Okay, let's go back. Right there, right there.
Can we get a zoom?
So, now let's see. When we talk about the favorites or the most popular people or the people who have the most drama during the season, they're typically the closest to Andy.
Yeah.
In every franchise, we know that, right? Mm-hmm. So it is no secret that Giselle is usually one of the fan favorites.
Where's Sheree?
And she is literally sitting right next to
Andy. She don't got a seat. No glass, no seat.
She was on every episode.
I really want to pull up the whole, I hope we can get that video clip of Monique talking about Sheree's coming up. But if you guys look at the seating chart real quick, we have Giselle sitting to the right of Andy. Ashley. Then next is Ashley. Then is Robin, right? Mm-hmm. And then right beside Andy on the left hand side, we have Karen. We have Monique. And then we have Candace. My assumption is that because Sharice is not a full-time cast member, mm-hmm. she's just not pictured. But I feel like she's going to be there.
I'm sure she'll be
there.
She
was in every episode.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be there. That couch looks like there could be two more people sitting on it with them. That looks like...
And this, looks is, like, this is the reunion setup. People,
yeah, so. That picture looks like Destiny's Child versus 3LW.
And Candace is looking like Michelle, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that Michelle?
I'm assuming that this is some type of French background since they went to, you know, France.
It's beautiful.
So we have the...
Where's Kendall going to sit?
on the opposite left
in the
couch.
Back, all the way in the back.
If they don't bring Kendo, they fail this reunion.
The other big news is the Grand Dame herself, her new fragrance is coming soon. And the title of it is, it's called La Dame.
Is that Wrigley's, believe it or not?
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, the irony.
Wow.
But it's coming soon.
That's what's going to be it? It's going to be cold there?
No, I think that's just the establishment
I think someone had the wit to do some little shade right there with Wrigley's, believe it or not.
This is about to be like Sheree's little jogger pants.
That wasn't like that doesn't look like one of those billboards that stays in place. It looks like the ones that change, like the...
The screen one. Like in Times Square.
So somebody waited to get
real quick, we also have a photo of Robin. We talked about her last week and her short haircut. Can we get that pulled up real quick?
Beautiful.
About her last week. I do believe that she debuted this look at the reunion because there was some video of her on BravoTV.com. And she was basically talking about the cut and, you know, why she did it. She's basically saying she'd wanted to do it for a long time. I know for me, I like it.
Juan says he loves it. She said, Juan loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. Hey. I'm here for it.
She has a beautiful face. So
yeah, she does.
Short hair, long hair. You better check back in, Jay Lamar.
I don't even know what you... Pulling down your shades for a blondie because y'all got the same haircut.
Bitch stole my look.
Right? I had my face.
Everybody knows we love a blonde here at
Hello?
Wait, there's somebody on the line? What's going on?
We have someone on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Hey, is this AfterBuzz TV though?
This is AfterBuzz TV.
Who this?
Hey, the number one digital streaming network for all the after shows, the ESPN and after shows. Is this AfterBuzz TV?
It is.
Is DJ Richie Sky in the building?
He is.
He's right over here.
DJ Richie Sky, what's good? It's McCall.
I know who it is. I recognize your voice. Okay. What you doing, girl?
You know what? I just wanted to call in real quick. I know you guys are trying to do your show, but, you know, I just wanted to just share how much I'm going to miss you. I don't know if the rest of the world knows, but I'm just going to miss you dearly when you take your next step in your career. But just know that I love you dearly, my friend,
love you
and
too.
You have been such a joy, such an absolute just blessing to my life and a blessing to everybody else. And I just wanted to just wish you the absolute best with your next chapter. And just know that my ass is already looking at flights to come down to Miami next summer. So don't forget about us little people now. Don't forget about us now.
I can never forget about my AfterBuzz TV family. I love you, McCall. Thank you for that.
You are very welcome, Rich. You guys, cherish this moment with this man. You may never get this close to him again.
Yes, they will.
Yes, we will.
Because look, when you go get the red carpets on the arm of Oprah Winfrey and all that, you think security's going to let you get through to say hi to Rich in about 2 years? Are you crazy?
Yes, Oprah.
take advantage of this right now. So, anyways, I don't want to stop your guys' show. I just wanted to say, Rich, from the bottom of my heart, I just wish you the absolute best. I love you dearly, and I can't wait for us to reconnect again at some point down the road. I'll see you on top, baby.
All right, baby. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Aww. Oh, that was beautiful.
So for those of you guys who don't know, this is my last After Buzz. Right. this is my last After Buzz TV show for a little bit. Who knows what'll come up, you know, in the future. But I'll be relocating to Miami to do some work for Daily Flash TV. So you guys can just follow me on Instagram and we can chop it up. Yes. We can all celebrate together. But, you know, they're going to be holding it down here, giving y'all all the tea and all the shade every week, here in, here out. So keep tuning in, all right?
I'm going to miss arguing with you.
We're still all good.
Wait, we're all gonna be here.
I'll text you.
Nah, who gonna hold me down though?
I got you, girl. I'm gonna be in the comments like, nope.
Grandam, you can't hold it down by yourself.
No, you're right.
Look, can we real quick before we go? Can we get into some predictions real quick before we go?
Oh my god.
What do you think is gonna happen next week?
Karen's not gonna open that door. Y'all done see the pizza box delivery?
Yes.
Okay, we gonna see that.
I agree. Mocha.
Monique
and Sharice are going to have it out.
I think that we're going to see Karen and Ashley like part two. What is it? We're not in 2000. We're in the 3000s, right?
Yeah,
part 3,035 million.
You know,
is that a number?
I predict next week is going to be the calm before the showdown, before the finale. I feel like the finale is going to be right after this episode, and I feel like we're going to get a lot of heat. So you guys got to be sure to tune in. I am one of your hosts here at AfterBuzz TV. My name is Richie Sky. You guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky. Where can they find you, and what other shows are you on?
Thank you, Richie. You're amazing. I'm about to cry. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle, and in like probably like 10 minutes doing Shades of Blue on our drama channel right now.
You guys can follow me on all social media networks at I am J Lamar. Richie, I'm going to miss you. I know that one, a new one.
It was Steven, probably.
I know, that had to be Steven. But what's up, guys? You guys. Hey. What's up, y'all? You can follow me on all social media platforms at Imani Ajak and at ImaniJTV.com, where I'm covering everything pop culture.
There we go. That's it for us for this week. Be sure to tune in next week. We'll be right back here. We'll see you guys later.
Oh, I thought it was.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.